Walk like an Egyptian. Do you know that song?
This song needs visuals.
Nope.
All the cops in the donut shop say, way oh, way oh, way oh, way oh. What is it, like this? Walk like an Egyptian. This isn't culturally appropriate.
I don't think we're allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah, you canceled. Could just, why don't you write in and guess what Amanda and I were doing? With our hands.
Canceled like an Egyptian.
Canceled. Guys, welcome to the Real Awkward Podcast. We are not politically correct on this podcast, nor appropriate. So you have found the right podcast. We are also the best one that you've listened to.
Yesterday.
Okay, sure. Hopefully you listened to this yesterday.
And then again today, because you came back because you loved it so much.
And you downloaded every single episode, which I'm pretty sure. We're on to close to 250 episodes.
Oof.
It's a lot.
That's a big
It's a lot. We've done this for years.
Years.
It's my first
off and on.
All told.
4 years. guys, this is our special street cred episode where we talk about famous actors that you know, you love, but maybe you don't know all of their movies. Amanda, hit us with how a street cred works.
Okay, here's the deal. So, a street cred, we're going to pick actor, director, whoever. We're going to pull up their IMDb credits. We're going to start all the way at the bottom, work our way all the way to the top. Now we're here. We're going to shit on some movies. We're going to love some movies. We're not going to have seen some movies. You get to take a drink if Andy says furniture. You also get... it fills your 2023 bingo card if Andy talks about how much a video game is worth based on this movie.
I'm doing a podcast. I just put a cookie in my mouth because I'm unprofessional.
I mean, you know, are we professional or uncomfortable?
By the way, my name's Andy. That's Amanda.
That's correct.
And that's...
Ashley.
Ashley... But we have a special guest in studio today. Welcome, Sandra Bullock. How are you doing today?
Sandy Bull.
Hmm? Who's got super. The Sandra Bullock impression? Nobody?
I'm super what? Duper.
Is that what she sounds like?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Ashley.
Yeah.
Kick us off on the street cred and tell us a little bit about Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Annette Bullock.
Ooh, Annette.
Annette was born in Arlington, Virginia, a suburb of... Wait, what? She was born in Arlington, a Virginia suburb of Washington, D.C.
Got it.
I have also looked it up. She was born July 26, 1964. It was not listed. I had to look
it up. Wait, is she 60 this year? This next year? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, bro.
She's going to be 60 years old.
Yeah. Her mother, Helga Bullock, was a German opera singer. Oh. And her father, John W. Bullock, was an American voice teacher who was born in Alabama of German descent.
Okay.
So she's, like, really German.
Yeah.
Sandra grew up on the road with her parents and her younger sister, Chef Jazine Bullock Prado, and spent much of her childhood in Nuremberg, Germany.
I did not know this. I would not peg her as a German.
Yeah, like super German.
Uh-huh. Uber German.
Uber.
I don't have Pasija. You have Pasija. My dog's over here like barfing and farting on the ground.
Don't belched. Lie. Don't lie. It's you.
Why are you lying? So, Sandra Bullock, I'm curious... Because I have a guess here. The first movie I ever remember her in, ever, is Love Potion number 9. I don't remember her doing anything before that. Amanda, do you remember anything before that?
I remember an early 90s movie, but I don't know when it came out in regards to her career.
Was she on a bus going really fast?
No, it came out before that.
Okay. Was she caught in like a web of lies? Like
no.
A net?
Okay. She okay. A dystopian future where my favorite fast food restaurant is now high class cuisine.
Okay. I love it. Ash, why don't you give us a little bit of Sandra Bullock's early career?
I'm trying.
Waiting on you.
Her first credit is Hangmen.
Mm. Okay.
It has a 2.9. Prob's not good.
Prob's not good.
Next, she was in Bionic Showdown, the $6 million man and the Bionic Woman.
Wow.
Wait. Was this like, it's a movie?
Yeah.
Did you know that they did like spinoffs of the Bionic Man movie stuff?
I know that they did like crossover stuff, okay. But I didn't know they had like a TV event.
Is she actually the Bionic Woman?
Probably
not. She's probably just an extra. She's sorry.
She's on the cover.
How old?
1989.
I mean, that's not too far off. So, okay. All right.
She was in an episode of Starting from Scratch.
I don't know it.
And then a movie called Who Shot Pat.
Interesting.
Did they ever find out?
Don't know.
They ever find out who shot Pat?
Gotta watch it. Next, she did The Preppy Murder.
Ooh.
Okay.
And then A Fool and His Money.
That sounds familiar.
No.
No, it doesn't. Okay, thanks.
These are all really low ratings.
Okay, so like, question though.
Bad movies.
It didn't say how she got into acting, right?
Would you like me to reverse?
No, I just know like you said that her dad was a voice coach and her mom was a what?
An opera singer.
Okay, so she was in the...
She was on the road traveling.
Got it. Okay, so she yes. She probably rubbed elbows with whatever.
Probably.
And got a freaking job.
Or got the itch.
Okay, go ahead.
She was in 3 episodes of Lucky Chances.
I don't know these.
12 episodes of Working Girl.
That sounds familiar as well.
A movie called When the Party's Over.
When is it over?
In 1992, apparently.
Nobody's ever seen it.
And then Love Potion Number 9.
Love Potion Number 9.
That's not how the song goes.
Amanda, have you...
Love Potion Number 9.
Amanda, have you seen this movie?
Are we still talking about When the Party's Over?
No, sorry. Love Potion Number 9. Did
welcome,
we...
welcome to the chat.
No, did we disappear on you?
Yeah, sure did.
Oh, okay. Sorry. No, we just got to Love Potion Number 9. It's after that.
Okay, no, I've never seen Love Potion Number 9.
Okay, super awesome. It's a great comedy. And she essentially is like trying to get this guy to fall in love with her. And like as she takes this potion, it makes her look sexy to him. And like gives her like class and like, I don't know.
I love the song.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's good. But that's the first movie I even remember her in. And it does seem pretty early in her career. So I'm curious how much I've seen from her.
How old would she have been? It was 92. Ooh. And she was born, what did I say? 64.
Yeah.
So
she's in her 20s.
Not quite 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Vanishing.
I've never heard of that.
Is it a mystery? Is it mysterious?
Yeah, it's okay. A drama, horror, mystery, thriller. Okay. It's got Jeff Bridges and Kiefer Sutherland.
Those are both very good actors.
Her next movie is The Thing Called Love.
It is a drama? It is the dramas.
Yeah.
There was a time, I mean, I know she hasn't done it yet. We haven't gone to a movie that like skyrockets her, but she was like top billed actress at one point, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next, she was in Demolition Man.
Okay. Oh. That was the movie I was talking about.
Oh, okay. So that's where she's a cop, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. And she's like trying to teach Sylvester Stallone how to be a cop now when he comes out of cryo freeze.
So basically, Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes are like famous cat and mouse. Sylvester Stallone's a good guy. Wesley Snipes is like this infamous bad guy.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how or why, but they get basically put into like cryo sleep.
Yep.
And then they're awoken in the future. I think Wesley Snipes like escapes or something. They wake up in the future. Benjamin Bratt and Sandra Bullock are like the new cops of this like new police. Right. And they're basically trying to help Sylvester Stallone slash help him catch Wesley Snipes.
You're right. Yeah, they bring him out of cryo because they're like the only person that could catch Wesley Snipes is Sylvester Stallone's character.
Yeah, sleeping. Because if I remember correctly, it's like this utopia where like there's no crime anymore and everybody's happy.
And they wipe their butt with seashells.
Three shells. Get it right.
Nobody knows how the three shells work.
The three shells.
Okay, so what did Sandra Bullock do after this infamous role in Demolition Man?
Fire on the Amazon.
That sounds familiar. Oof,
never heard of it. Fuck. Mm-hmm. I mean, Demolition Man is so peak early 90s. Like, it's
it is.
It's so good because it's just crappy. It's what so year? Good. Got to be like 93.
Yeah, that's a good year because Jurassic Park came out in 93,
dude,
right, Amanda?
Yes. 93, 94, yeah. I don't know. I don't know years. Okay, briefly. Demolition Man, it's a banger. Whatever on the Amazon, never fucking heard of it.
Hey, listen, listeners. You want to knock some shit off your bingo card? Demolition Man, the video game, is bullshit.
I didn't even know they made a game.
It's so bad, but it's like, it's got that same aesthetic, like that just like shitty.
NES?
Like, SNES, Super Nintendo.
Yep. Really?
Yep, Super Nintendo, yep.
Interesting.
You've never played it?
No, because I don't think I have, because a lot of like the, especially back then, a lot of the movie games are just trash.
Well, so, and that's just it. It's like this weird stop motion photography where they grab, just like Mortal Kombat, right? They grab the actors.
Yeah. The and live they do, action.
And they do this with Demolition Man, Jurassic Park, Predator. Yeah. Like, it's all of this same stuff.
Jurassic Park has more. Jurassic Park was more. Jurassic Park is a weird Super Nintendo game.
And weird.
It wasn't so much stuff. It was like a dinosaur would be like, rah! Like, it would just be like a quick, like a rah!
It's like raptors running around or something. Yeah.
Yes. I've never played the Demolition Man game, and I've probably passed it multiple times. Like,
it is most likely on some people's lists because they like they think it's a little kitschy.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's great. So if you guys get a chance and laugh
at
that,
I can't imagine it's good.
Yep. So Sandra Bullock, good job.
All
good
right. job. We got 30 years to go here. So.
Okay, sorry. She old as fuck. Right. Wait, what does Kevin Hart say? Damn.
Her next credit is Wrestling Ernest Hemingway.
Don't know it.
And then she was in Speed.
Ooh, banger.
I've got to go faster. 55 miles an hour. Wait, Dennis Hopper, right? Is he the bad guy in that one? Am I wrong? Who's the bad guy? Dennis Hopper.
I don't know.
Dennis Hopper.
There you go. So Jeff Daniels, Keanu Reeves, they're both like bomb diffusion experts. I don't know what they're part of. And Dennis Hopper is this bad guy they're trying to freaking catch. Somehow Sandra Bullock gets trapped in this whole situation on the city bus while she's going to work or some bullshit. And somehow her and Keanu Reeves have to save the day because they can't reduce the bus to speed under 55 miles an hour or they blow up. And I remember her being like, she very much was like going to be the supporting actress in movies. Does that make sense? Like that role felt very like I'm your love interest, but I'm also a little strong. And
yeah,
I can
I'm
get
a love.
Things.
I'm your love interest, but I'll stand up for myself if I need to.
That's very much that '90s style. So, but people look fondly on Speed. I think some people enjoy that movie a lot. And I actually remember it good. Yeah, I remember being fun.
I like it for the same reasons I like Demolition Man, where it's just a dumb, fun action movie.
Yep. Like, popcorn flick.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's just a fun movie.
Yep. I liked it.
Next, she did Who Do I Gotta Kill?
I don't know.
Never heard of it.
And then While You Were Sleeping.
Is that the one where she falls in love with a guy in a coma?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. It always used to be on like TNT or TBS. And I would always be like, this is the fucking weirdest premise of a movie.
Is it just drama the whole thing through?
I've never actually watched it.
Bill Pullman.
Oh, RIP Bill Pullman, dude. Okay.
So, hopeless romantic Chicago Transit Authority ticket booth operator is mistaken for the fiance of a comatose patient.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay. So she's You've mistaken. Seen
it? Yeah, but okay. I was a child.
Sure. She's mistaken as it. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was like she just fell in love with his face.
No, I think she kind of just gets like wrapped up into it because they think that she's like something happens to him. She ends up like helping him. So they think that she's like
part of it.
Involved with him.
Got it. Okay.
She just kind of gets like wrapped up in the. Yeah. The Net.
What's that one about?
The Net.
The Intranet. It's about
pirates.
99 souls, bullocks. Yeah, she's not a computer hacker, right? Or does she work for the NSA or something?
She's a programmer.
Programmer.
Oh, she's a programmer.
I was going to say, I just remember that like she worked on computers all day and it's all the same kind of like, oh, I think I can get in. And all they do is just like furiously type.
Like, well, yeah, and honestly, all it is them just pressing the X or the minimize button on the screen up and down.
Yeah.
And I remember in this film, like you can go back and watch it and some of it's really silly.
Yeah.
Like it's like just loading screens of installation happening with like, you remember when the pages would move like over like slowly from one file to another on the old Windows like 95? Yeah, it's dated. It is dated. But yeah, she gets wrapped up in some conspiracy and has to run away. Sandra Bullock did a lot of...
She's always getting wrapped up in things.
Yeah, she tends to have to run away.
Wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, that was her role back then. Okay, The Net, which people would say, like, what are the top five Sandra Bullock movies? I don't know if you'd put that in there, but...
It hasn't aged well, but it's decent.
Yeah, I agree.
Her next film was Two If by Sea.
Nope.
I've never heard of this.
Nope. Uh-uh. And then A Time to Kill.
Oh, A Time to Kill. I know that one, but I don't remember her in it.
She's on the cover.
Well, that's what I was saying. I guess I don't remember it very well.
We talked about this one in our Matthew McConaughey episode.
Oh, right. All right, all right, all right.
Yeah. It's got Sam Jack, Kevin Spacey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's a John Grisham novel.
So she must be the lady that supports, but is strong when she needs to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
In Love and War.
Drama?
Yes, there's kissing on the cover.
Oh, no, not kissing. What is that? What is that line in Princess Bride? Not kissing again.
Chris O'Donnell is the counterpart.
Oh, Robin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speed 2, Cruise Control.
No, dude, it's so bad. It's like awful. She reprises her role.
So dumb.
And somebody else is like plays Keanu Reeves' character, and now they're on a yacht that can't stop
in
the water.
They're on a cruise ship.
Is it a cruise ship? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Awful compared
to
the first one.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
And the fact that she signed on to that, knowing that it was like going to be low tier. Yeah, it's bottom
Maybe
barrel.
She didn't know. Maybe she did not
right?
know.
Can you imagine? Like, hey, we're going to get Keanu Reeves back for this one. He's like, oh, no.
Or, I mean, honestly, no. Like, I mean, that movie, like, made her a front page person, right? And so that movie made her a star. So then,
yeah.
I mean, they came back to her and were like, okay, here's the deal. We're making another one and we want you in it. Like, you're going to say no.
Well, and that's just it, is you're right. She is the main star in that one. I don't think it's him as much.
I wonder if he was on the hook to make it and then he had to back out and they had to rewrite the script.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. What year was that one? 96?
97.
Okay.
After that, she was in Hope Floats.
Oh, that I've heard that is a good movie.
Yeah.
It's just a drama.
Classic romance.
Okay, so it is a love story.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Harry Connick Jr.
So is she a writer?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think that it's not part of.
Is there
synopsis.
A balloon on the front cover?
No.
No, it's them floats. Hugging or something.
Yeah, they're embracing.
Hi, Georgie.
Hi, you, Georgie.
It? The prequel. To It. Hope Floats.
Hope Floats. We all float.
It was directed by Forrest Whitaker.
Everybody floats.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think this was, do you know Mae Whitman?
No.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. I think this was her. She was like the little girl in it.
Okay.
It's Egg.
What?
Never mind. Don't worry about it. Let's move on.
Okay.
I was making a joke. Neither of you understood it. Let's move on.
Nope.
You have to tell us later because now I feel lost.
It's from Arrested Development.
Oh.
That's all it is.
See, I feel bad because I've only watched a little bit of it.
She was in a short called Making Sandwiches. And then she was in Practical Magic.
That one pushed her up there. It was like, you know, like when people are like, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Like it was popular.
Yeah.
And a lot of people liked it. I feel like that Practical Magic had that same little
Practical Magic, to her benefit, comes back around every year.
Yes.
Because people watch it during Halloween time.
Got it. Yeah.
Well, Practical Magic is one that people who want something just a little spooky.
Yeah.
Like, but not real spooky. Practical Magic. I mean, honestly, the cast is great. The scene where they like resurrect the dead boyfriend like used to scare me when I was young.
Really?
Yeah, but then I think it was like it scared me and then I watched it again. I was like, oh, this isn't scary. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not.
What's the friggin' Nicole Kidman. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not one that like I go back and rewatch. But it's one where, like, if I'm with people and they're like, let's watch Practical Magic, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Like,
yeah, if it's on, you'll watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. But again, Sandra Bullock, kind of mainstay. I think at this point, she's, like, if you saw her, you were like, okay, yes. 100%. I know who that is.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Welcome to Hollywood.
I don't know that film.
Never seen it.
Never heard of it.
And now we're in 98. 99?
Yeah, we're in 98. Okay. Yeah, we're in 98. And then she was a voice in The Prince of Egypt.
Oh.
I've
heard people say that that wasn't an awful movie, though. Because it wasn't Disney, right? It was like DreamWorks
Touchstone.
Oh, Touchstone. Okay.
I didn't hate it. It could be DreamWorks. It's the... Whoever did Road to El Dorado did that one. Anywho,
is it the same story as like the original Prince of Egypt movie?
It's the
like the old like Ray Harryhausen or not Ray Harryhausen. Like wasn't there like a 30s or 40s?
You're talking about like the Ten Commandments? Yeah, it's about it's about Moses.
Okay, okay.
I ain't never seen it. Okay. Forces of Nature.
What is that?
That is with Ben Affleck. I don't know if I probably saw it once at some point because I was like, what?
I'm looking at Prince of Egypt and the whole time I'm thinking Emperor's New Groove.
Wow.
And I'm like, I don't remember this. Where's the goat? Where or the llama or whatever? I'm like so confused. I'm like thumbing through the pictures and I'm like, no, this is wrong. All right. I feel bad. But it is funny as well.
You were right, though. It was DreamWorks. I looked it up.
Okay. Okay. Got it. I'm sorry. I missed what you girls said because I was laughing at my stupid
Forces
brain.
Forces of Nature.
Oh, Forces of
Nature. I don't know if I've ever
Ben
seen
Affleck.
It.
I probably did. Not memorable, obviously.
Did we talk about that in the Ben Affleck episode?
Must have.
Okay. Okay.
She was an episode of Action.
Is that a TV show?
Obviously, it was an episode, so yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't remember that at all.
And then Gunshy.
Gunshy. Nope. Dang, Sandy. Like, I thought it was a fan.
Dang, Sandy.
She really, like, flip-flops between, like, movie that everyone's heard of,
yeah,
and then like some random
stuff that just was like under the radar,
totally.
Banger.
It's
under
like
the radar,
as I'm looking
banger.
At this, I'm like every other one.
Huh.
Then she did 28 Days.
I know that film, but what's it about? Is it Sobriety?
She's in Sobriety.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. It was a drama.
Yeah. But she's like a quirky, likable character, right? Like in that film.
That's always who she plays.
Yeah. No. In the beginning, she was a strong lady sometimes that wanted to support her man.
Valid.
Okay. I think she's about to hit her stride. Lisa Picard is famous.
That's her stride right there, baby.
That's not the stride. I said about to.
Oh, I was going to say, not famous enough for us to know her.
And then Miss Congeniality.
Oh, shit, son.
That has to be the comedy that got her, like...
That's what got her into comedy.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say, it's not that she wasn't famous. She was already famous, but...
Yeah, but like as like a romantic drama or...
This was real comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And I forget, is she, like, she was never the pretty girl and then wins it?
So she's an FBI agent.
Yeah.
And they need her to go undercover at...
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Like a beauty pageant because of something. For some reason, they need her to go undercover. So they have this huge montage of, like, waxing her eyebrows and, like, her hair. Yep. And then she comes out and she's all, like... Beautiful.
She's all hot now. Yeah.
Honestly.
Isn't she like rugged as a cop?
Yeah, she's like she doesn't care about what she looks like. Yeah. And she doesn't care if she snorts and stuff. Honestly, I love that movie.
I remember it being a really good movie.
It reminds me a lot. Yes, yeah. it's got William Shatner, Kirstie Alley, I want to say, Benjamin Bratt's in it.
William Shatner's like the judge, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It's where the meme comes from of like, describe your perfect date. And she's like, April 22nd. It's not too warm. It's not too cold. I think that movie is so funny. It's so funny.
No, it's good. It's good. Yeah, she's Miss Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Miss New Jersey.
Yeah, and they give her the fake name like Gracie Lou Friedbush.
I love it. No, you're right. And I remember the second one not being that bad either, right?
It's not great.
It's not as good?
Not great.
All right.
We'll get there.
But you're right. This hits her on comedy.
Yeah.
Because she's done comedy a couple other times now that I've enjoyed.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I like her in comedies. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Murder by Numbers.
That has Ryan Gosling in it.
And we talked about it, and I've already forgotten it.
Well. It's honestly a dumb... murder movie. It's one or two teens thinking they can commit the perfect murder and get away with it.
Oh, got it. Okay. Okay.
Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood.
I always wanted to know what that was about because I was like, is that the Sister of the Traveling Pants? But it wasn't. It was different. It's about like feminist movement or...
You want the synopsis?
Yeah.
After years of mother-daughter tension, Sidley receives a scrapbook. Sidley? I don't know how to pronounce her name. She receives a scrapbook detailing the wild adventures of the Ya-Ya's, her mother's girlhood friends.
This is the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. It's like the same thing. Yeah, huh?
Yeah, where it's like a flashback kind of thing.
Yeah, this time it just doesn't have Rosie O'Donnell in it.
Okay, that's Now and Then, and don't you fucking come for Now and Then.
Now and Then.
Because that's a good fucking movie.
It's a great movie.
Don't you come for Now and Then. I fucking love Rosie O'Donnell.
That movie's a banger.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I feel like this came out around the same time as Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Okay. Well, I think it did. Honestly,
you probably got him confused.
I feel bad.
And probably people at Blockbuster did as well.
What year?
2002.
Okay. Literally, I'm still in high school. So I'm probably like, I read that title. I'm like, I ain't watching it.
They both have Sisterhood in them.
I ain't watching it.
Yeah.
I passed.
After that, she did 2 Weeks Notice.
Comedy?
Yeah, with Hugh Grant.
Ooh,
I don't know what that's about.
I think she gives 2 weeks. No, I think she quits.
She does.
You don't say.
I think she quits her job and then he's the boss and then they end up falling in love.
Probably.
Did I win?
Yeah.
God, I'm good. Okay.
Wow. She was in 3 episodes of George Lopez.
I forgot.
That show was funny.
Yeah.
I forgot he had a show that long ago, though. Yeah.
And then she was in Crash.
Oh, damn. That's like good. The heaviest drama that she's been in then, right?
Probably.
Because isn't that about a bunch of people doing various drugs?
It's the multiple stories happening all at the same time that all sort of intertwine and have drugs or the people are just shitty.
Yeah. But it's like they like all meet each other through their various stories, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Her next movie is called Lover Boy.
Mm-mm. I don't know the Lover Boy.
Kira Sedgwick looks like the main character. And then Miss Congeniality 2.
And Amanda goes,
Armed and Fabulous.
Uh-uh. Not as good. Mm-mm.
No, Amanda's giving us the no-go.
It's very rare you can do the same shtick twice.
Well, wait, does she go back to literally be a beauty pageant queen again? Or does she train other agents to do it now or something?
She has to go back into that world.
Oh, no. She's not in a beauty pageant now. She's
It's like Vegas Showgirl.
Yeah, Vegas Showgirl, yeah.
And she, I think I've seen it once. I'm trying to remember so hard, you guys. it's like there's some plot line, because I remember William Shatner's in it again. So there's some plot line where she has to deal with the people from the first movie.
Yeah, he looks like he's tied up.
I remember just thinking like, why is this so reliant on the first movie? Like I just remember it was like weird.
Huh.
That's crazy. And William Shatner, by the way, is like 99 years old now. Yes. So he must have been like early 80s in that film.
Okay, we'll go watch that.
Sorry.
Next is Andy's favorite movie, The Lake House.
I love The Lake House.
Are you being serious or are you joking?
The Lake House is good. It's fucking good. It's a cool premise that they're able to write letters to each other between years.
It's so deep, Amanda. It's so deep.
Come on, dude. And really, they're the same characters.
Look on Amanda's face.
Listen, Amanda, they both survived the bus and then somehow move into the same house? Come on. What?
And they're the same age?
How dope is that? No,
and
it's
they're
only
both
two, it's
single?
Only, it's only 2 years apart. It's like 2004 and 2006.
No, but two people that are the same age, a man and a woman who are both single, go through the same experience and then write letters together.
Yes, it's wonderful. Look at her face, dude. She's like, get the fuck out.
No.
Get the fuck out. I did think it was interesting, though. That film, whether you hate the story or not, visually was cool. Because
the way they play with like the past and the future kind of stuff is funny. I think Family Guy was the one who made the joke where like he just like sticks his penis in the mailbox.
I think he's like, it's all dreary and like foggy when he's there and all sunny
dreary?
And shit when she's there.
Dreary?
Dreary.
Dreary. I just...
He lives on Drury Lane.
Do you know the Muppet
Man?
The Lake
House might be on Drury Lane.
It didn't do it for me. I like Keanu, and it just wasn't it. And I think that so many people were so excited to see them in a movie again that to have it be that was just like, womp, womp.
It wasn't fast enough.
No, it took 2 years.
It took 2 years. Dude, the opposite of speed.
God.
Dennis Hopper comes in. All right, go ahead.
He's like the groundskeeper. Infamous.
Nope.
I don't know about that one.
It's Toby, the little man named Toby. What's his name?
Toby Maguire?
No, Toby Jones.
Oh, is Dr. Zola.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it.
This is about Truman Capote?
Mm. Is it?
No? Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Infamous?
Never seen it? Yeah.
Okay.
Premonition.
Ooh.
Oh, is that,
right?
Is that the one where her face is the tree?
Yes.
Ugh.
is this the one where she like sees the calendar and like something's
doesn't
weird
she,
about
like,
it?
Doesn't
like her
she,
husband.
Like, her Yeah, she has a premonition or something that her husband's going to die or something.
Yes. And she knows the date he's going to die. And she like relives it over and over again to stop it.
I genuinely don't think I ever watched it. I just think it was at the trailer for Blockbuster.
Her face is a tree. Yeah. Premonition. Yep. I remember it being like, okay. I don't think it was awful, but.
I feel like it came out the same time as there was a Julianne Moore one, The Forgotten.
Oh, yeah, where her kids, the kid gets taken or no one knows who the kid is anymore. And she's like, you're fucking with me.
Yeah.
That's my son. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Her next movie is The Proposal.
So good. Her and Ryan Reynolds, that's
cute.
Right?
That's cute.
Yeah.
Betty White is the little old grandma.
I love it.
Who is
cute?
Betty White.
Oh, Betty White. Yeah,
it's
Betty White.
It's his gram or something. I don't remember what he
called it. It's cute.
No, that movie again goes back to the comedy aspect of it.
Yeah.
Isn't he her assistant?
I think so.
And they have to fake a proposal.
Yeah, she has to like fake that she's with someone or whatever, and she's like, "I'm paying. You're coming with me."
Or she'll get exported or something.
Yeah, she's Canadian.
That's what it was. She's Canadian.
Yeah, that's right. And she, and so anyway, they end up falling in love because of it.
Yes. All right.
She also gets buck naked. Sorry, I'm a man. I apologize.
Yes, good movie. All About Steve was her next one.
Okay.
You ever heard of it? I think she won a Razzie for this.
Yeah. I think she did.
Was she with the raccoon guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I have to see this one again because a Razzie, it's that bad.
I remember about it is I never watched it. I just remember like the trailers and the front cover. I remember that whoever in wardrobe really must have hated her because to make her look quote unquote like a weirdo, they put her, I don't remember the outfit she was in. I just remember she had like rain boots on and she had that like early 2000s hairdo where it's like a bob, but you like flip out the underneath. So like, you know what I'm talking about? So like,
I just
curls.
Looked it up and it's awful. Yeah. It's awful.
That's all
I remember. She was very kook in this one. I
Toad's
get it.
Kook.
I get it. Real kook. Okay. All right, Sandy, you didn't win that one.
After that, she did The Blind Side.
And that's the one that she now was like, that's her Academy Award.
She won an award. Yep.
I've actually never seen it.
Dude, it's a good movie.
It's good.
I'm not going to watch it.
I don't think she does. She adopt him?
In the movie, she adopts him.
But not in real life. And there was a big...
That's what the whole to-do is that there was a conservatorship or something, and then they didn't actually adopt him.
Got it.
And then he got all pissy about it, like, how many years later?
Anyway, it's just it's about a struggling boy. I guess a boy, but he's turning into a man going into college. And he's like a linebacker, like a football player.
Yeah.
And which that position is called the blind side, which is
why that's that.
Yes, that's why it's called the blind side. Essentially, it's about Sandra Bullock helping him through college, right? And then like there's conspiracy and like some drama happens in it too, and he gets kicked out, or it was like a false entry into the Crimson Tide or something like that. I don't know. Maybe it's more complicated or less complicated than that. But I just remember it was a really good drama that she was nominated and obviously won for. So she got just a lot. I remember she got a lot of notoriety for that film. And I think she plays like a Southern Belle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think it's supposed to be in.
Like Alabama or something. Next, she was in Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
That's
about 9/11.
Yeah. I watched this probably a year ago. It's really good.
Is it? Okay.
It's
hard.
It's dramatic.
It's rough, yeah. Anytime those films are hard to watch.
Yeah, because it's about a boy whose father died.
Okay.
In the World Trade Center stuff. But it's good. It's a good one.
Okay.
The Heat.
Ooh, oh. McCarthy, right? With her?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That was fun. It was fun.
I wanted to like it more than I did.
Are they both agents? Or she's an agent and Melissa McCarthy's annoying? Or I forget.
She's an agent. Melissa McCarthy's a cop.
Okay.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock plays like the straight man and Melissa McCarthy plays the Chris Farley.
Isn't it literally the exact same movie as Jason Bateman and Melissa McCarthy in
that was Identity Theft.
Oh,
yeah, but no. Isn't it like,
I mean, it's
literally
a buddy thing,
like,
yeah,
the same premise almost?
There was a time where they were having her play literally the same character
over and over.
I got really tiring. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She probably got tired of it, to be honest.
Probably. Yeah. Next, she did Gravity.
Oh shit. Damn. That's pretty heavy film.
It is heavy.
Because she goes through a bunch of like psychosis too, because she's stuck by herself in the capsule. That one is very eerie.
It is.
It's eerie, yeah, with like the void of space and the way that they did the audio production on it. But I remember enjoying that. Clooney, I think, is in it,
yeah,
a little bit before, yeah, she gets separated. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This one I feel like was kind of a hand in hand with Interstellar.
Yes.
Like, people thought they were the same movie. Obviously, Interstellar went a little bit more, I mean...
Oh, time travel and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but
like,
Gravity was more just, like, being stuck
psychological
by yourself.
But
yeah,
Gravity was... Gravity's... If you're interested in that kind of movie, Gravity is easier to watch, I would say.
I think they're significantly different films.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you're right. I guess if you want a space movie.
But I mean, like, when they were, like, when the trailers were out,
oh,
it was
sure,
like, oh, isn't this just, like,
it
the
felt,
same thing?
It felt, I guess it felt similar from the way they did the trailers. Yeah.
Sorry. Jeez.
I just, no, they're just very different films. Like, one is literally about wormhole time travel and going to a black hole, and the other one is about being stuck in space.
Yeah, because you've seen both of them, but I'm saying, like, if you hadn't seen them, the way that they were advertised,
right,
they seemed like very similar movies.
Yeah,
they,
and so did Space Cowboys and Armageddon and Alien.
No, Andy, you're being a dick.
Years prior.
So, no, Ashley's right. Ashley's exactly right. They came out very similar, close to one another. And
yes,
it was
so you're
pretty
saying
much
the audience was confused because,
no,
of the trailer.
The trailers were, okay, misleading because,
yeah,
Gravity was just showing them in space, and then, like, you get the solo shots of them in the cockpit. And then,
yeah,
in Interstellar, I remember specifically, it was literally most of the trailer was Matthew McConaughey in the cockpit.
So if you were to kind of catch a glimpse of the trailers, you would assume it's the same
so
movie.
If all I saw was, yeah, the trailers, I'd be, right, like, okay, there's some kind of space movie out, maybe two, one's got Clooney, one's got McConaughey, I don't know.
Or, like, you just assumed it was the same movie.
Or, yeah, or you,
yeah,
assumed,
yeah, yeah, okay,
there's a space movie coming out with a, yeah, couple actors in it.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Okay, Minions.
Wait, what is she in Minions? Who does she voice?
Scarlet Overkill? I don't know. I hate Minions.
Yeah.
I will not watch this. I thought Despicable Me, the first one, was very funny. The Minions are my least favorite part of it. I hate that they continued with the whole Minions franchise.
They got very lucky that the Minions were instantly marketable and kids liked them.
Yeah.
They knew exactly what they had.
Kids like them because kids are dumb and so are Minions.
Yeah, the Minions are fucking annoying. My nephew was obsessed with Minions. Lincoln, he thinks they're funny, but, like, he doesn't really, he's kind of like, oh yeah, whatever. I will, yeah, say, I think Despicable Me 2 is funny because it has a slightly different storyline. But the Minions are the worst part of the movie.
Sure. But kids love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like they have, Lincoln, we were watching, like, these little shorts, and I was like, okay, this is fine. Like,
sure,
they're little 3-minute videos. Like, these are fine. But then...
I 100% did not watch the Sandra Bullock movie.
No.
Thank you for your input.
You know me. If Lincoln wanted to watch it, I'd watch it. But I probably wouldn't be able to be like, oh, that's Sandra Bullock. Like,
right. Oh, yeah. You're probably right.
I'm sure, yeah, we own it.
I might have it.
Her next movie is Our Brand is Crisis.
I have never heard of that.
Yeah, that sounds skippable.
Can I get a synopsis on that one?
Absolutely. A battle-hardened American political consultant is sent to help re-elect a controversial president in Bolivia, where she must compete with a long-term rival working for another candidate.
That sounds like too much.
Sounds like a weird... Honestly, I understand if it was like on American soil, but the fact that they're going to add in this whole like other country stuff.
I don't know.
My brain.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Cannot handle it.
Billy Bob Thornton is in it.
Yeah. Ew. That automatically takes it down a couple pegs.
He's yucky.
He's yucky.
Ocean's 8.
Was that the all women one? I never saw it.
I just feel bad because, like, arguably, the Ocean's 11 franchise was not bad, right? 12 and 13. Why would this one, like, not get the time of day? Like, is there...
I don't know.
Was it...
I didn't think it was that bad.
So you did watch it?
I'm pretty sure I watched it, yeah. Okay, okay.
Because they're doing the same thing, right? It's a heist.
Yeah, which who doesn't enjoy a heist movie?
Yeah. Huh. Seems weird. Who's the cast in it?
It is.
Because she's the main. She's the Clooney of the cast, right?
Kate Blanchett.
Okay, love her.
Anne Hathaway.
Great.
Mindy Kaling.
I don't know her. Oh, yes, I do.
Well, I don't know her.
I don't know her.
God.
Office?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know her.
Sarah Paulson. Awkwafina.
Awkwafina.
Okay. Rihanna and Helena Bonham Carter.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like people that would be like overly annoying or bad acting. So
they're not.
But obviously, when was this done?
2018.
Dude, I mean, the next year, the whole world went into a pandemic.
When did they do the all-female Ghostbusters?
Right. Yeah, 2016.
2016?
I feel like there was this whole like phase of redoing things in a women's cast.
Interesting.
And I think people probably just got like
tired
of the idea.
I don't know. I mean... I get it. Like it goes back to that same argument that it's like make original stories for women that are awesome instead of like pigeonholing them back into these other roles. But if it wasn't it supposed to feel new, like is Ocean's 8 connected to 11?
Well, I think they were supposed to be like because it was 11, 12, 13.
Yeah.
And then they go back.
8, 9, 10.
8, 9, 10.
And they never did 9 and 10. Mm-hmm. So, see, I was confused though because I thought it was like the guy's wives or something.
Oh.
I don't know why I thought that. I've just seen way too much Real Housewives of insert. And I was just like, oh, that is that just like their girls went and did heist? But then that doesn't make sense prequel-wise. Wow.
Wow.
Fucking chauvinistic asshole.
Bird Box.
Oh. You remember that one, Amanda, where she feeds birds?
Out of a box. That's the one where she has to cover her eyes because the worst thing you can imagine will come to life or something.
Correct. Yeah. And like there's like you see pictures of it, I think, but you never actually see the actual creature or something like that, like Shadow Man or something like that. But I remember it's more about her trying to protect her children on that one. It was literally, I remember this. When was it asked? 2019?
2018.
I remember this because it was like one of the first Netflix movies that people were like, you have to watch it. And it's only on Netflix.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. I feel like it came out and so many people were like, just watch a Quiet Place.
Oh, sure. Because it was kind of the same premise a little bit.
Sorta.
Instead of noise, though, it was sight.
You can't see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I felt like, I don't remember what exactly the ending was, but I felt like there was kind of a twist at the end where it was like,
she takes her blindfold off, I thought, at the end to save her children. Yeah. I thought that's what it was. Yeah. I don't remember, though. I don't know.
I remember enjoying it.
Or is it that she dies? Sandra Bullock's character dies and the kids have to be on their own.
No, because she makes it to, like, the safe house.
She does. Okay. Okay. I have to rewatch it.
Yeah. But I just remember there being, like, an ending where you question, like, what exactly happened?
I don't remember disliking it.
Yeah.
I remember watching it and being like, oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Her next one was The Forgivable.
I don't recall.
I need to watch this. This is also at Netflix.
The Forgivable?
The Unforgivable.
What? Can I get a synopsis?
Yeah. A woman is released from prison after serving a sentence for a violent crime and reenters a society that refuses to forgive her past.
Oh. Is somebody else in this? I feel like we talked about it
before. I remember seeing the ad for this.
Yeah, me too. And I thought it looked good.
It was like, you can't come back here.
Yeah. I didn't know it was so late so long ago. For some reason, I thought it was only a couple years ago.
2021, that was a couple years ago.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Okay.
Yep. Next, she did The Lost City.
Oh, is that with
Channing Tatum.
That's a great movie. I don't care what anyone says.
I loved it. I love it.
Yep.
It reminded me of Romancing the Stone, and that's why I liked it, because I love that fucking movie. this is fun. It's stupid. It's fun.
I will agree with Amanda. I think that movie deserved more praise.
Channing Tatum's better than I expected.
Channing Tatum's character is stupid and it's hilarious. And like,
who is he?
He's an actor. He literally plays like a Fabio kind of character.
Yep. That's right.
He like goes to save her in the middle of the wilderness, like with his neck pillow still on from the airport. Like, it's so stupid. And Danny Radcliffe's character is fun. Like, yeah.
I remember that I went and saw that.
Yeah.
I think I watched it later. 2022. When did we move here?
2022.
Last summer.
We moved 2021.
No, we didn't.
You sure?
Yes.
It's been a year and a half. June 2021, right?
June 2022, bro. It's 2023.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry.
This movie came out in 2022.
Okay. I watched it at mom's house. Because I remember I came back and I was like, Ash.
Oh, okay.
I was like, Ash, have you seen the Sandra Bullock movie? Yeah. And you're like, yeah, I just saw this really cool one.
I watched it while you were gone at your mom's house.
Yes.
Yes.
And vice versa. And when we came back, we both talked about it as if like we hadn't seen them or either person had seen the movie.
I have to say, I feel like Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum's brand of humor is like on par.
Yeah,
like they're the same wavelength. Like he is a female. He is a male Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
I think that he is incredibly underrated as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I think that him and Zac Efron both fit that mold to me, which I think people used to make fun of both of them for being just either like sexy heartthrobs or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I think both of them are incredibly underrated. But no, honestly, is it going to be like an Academy Award winner? No, but I remember it being entertaining enough to watch it again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bullet Train.
Sandra Bullock. Oh, she's at the end, isn't she?
She's the phone. She's the woman he's talking to the whole time on the phone.
You're right.
And then she does show up at the end, doesn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great. Honestly? Great movie. Great movie.
Awesome. Awesome.
I love it.
That movie's so cool.
That movie has a lot of like really cool nods to it. I love the ending. And I know we normally spoil stuff, but I don't want to for anybody. I think that was really funny. But yeah, Sandra Bullock, you're right. She's the agent on the other side.
That movie was very surprising. Yeah, mm-hmm. How much I liked it. I am not the biggest Brad Pitt fan, but man, I loved it. I loved all the random like side characters. And for a movie with such a big cast, it works. It is just crazy enough that it works.
I agree. What, who directed that?
If you have not seen Bullet Train, you absolutely have to watch it. It's so good. Honestly, talking about it, I kind of want to watch it again.
I know, me too. And Ash hasn't even seen all of it.
Oh,
she's only seen like the last half.
Just the end.
Oh, the last quarter. Yeah.
Yeah. David Leitch.
Oh, isn't he the same guy that did Ant-Man? Or am I wrong? David Leitch. Do you know who that is, Amanda?
He directed John Wick.
Oh.
Atomic Blonde.
Atomic Blonde. Okay.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay.
So, Ash, I'll say it's definitely worth watching from the beginning because they give all the characters like an introduction.
Yeah.
And that it's a fun, it's really good. It's fun.
I like it. I like it.
All right. All right. Coming out. Vigilance.
Okay.
A security guard for an armored truck company begins to exhibit unusual behavior.
Ooh.
Interesting.
An untitled Sandra Bullock comedy.
Oh.
And Let Her Speak.
Interesting.
An untitled Sandra Bullock comedy. No, I'm just playing.
That is it. That is all.
I am surprised. I thought she did way more movies.
I feel like she's slowed down a lot in her acting the last 20 years.
I can see that. Also, though, I mean, we went through further. We went through the freaking pandemic because all of a sudden it was like, yeah, 2018. And then I was confused because Legacy came out in 2022. So there was like this 4-year gap where she only did like one movie, right? It was like Bird Box to, what was it called again? The Lost City. Lost City. Yeah. So, yeah, she slowed down. Like it wasn't there. And then you're right. A lot of her stuff previous to that, aside from Blindside, like there was not another big notable film in that later half, right?
Yeah.
Aside from maybe The Proposal, but you think that was before Blindside, right?
Yeah, before.
Yeah. So anyway, I will say Sandra Bullock, I think, is still like an icon in the acting world, especially as a leading actress. But I'm really surprised that she hasn't had more, like, you know how some, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis films, you know, like those like deep, dramatic, like Oscar pushing films. The fact that she hasn't had a bunch of those is interesting to me.
Because she could do more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she has the dynamic range to do like intense stuff.
But I also
like that,
love that she has the range to do
comedy and lighthearted stuff,
but then also dramas and then like crime thrillers. And
what's crazy is now that she's, I mean, turning 60, she's gonna move into that like new range, right? Their next 20 years can be the elderly character. I don't know.
It won't be elderly, but it'll be like the Meryl Streep stuff where she's the mature older woman.
Yeah, you're right.
But
so honestly, I've looked at pictures of her too. She still looks phenomenal for almost 60 years old.
I think that we did learn an important, lesson here though, that Andy doesn't get to pick who we do for street creds anymore.
What?
Because Andy wanted Sandra Bullock, which he was like, I haven't seen any of these. And then Andy wanted Brad Pitt. So there you go, buddy. You got your two favorites.
Oh, they're so good. I love them.
Join us for our Miles Teller episode.
Wait, hey, who was the other one? Danny DeVito street cred. Actually,
Danny DeVito.
I would 100% do Danny DeVito.
Oh, God, dude. I can just tell. I mean, I've seen Twins. I don't know if I've seen another one.
Dude, you've seen a ton of shit with Danny DeVito. You don't even know. Matilda, It's Always Sunny. You've seen Hercules.
Oh, and Batman Returns.
Batman.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Just saying. Hercules. That's right.
Just saying.
Amanda, so if people hate what we do as a podcast, where can they tell us?
Don't tell me. Don't you, if you hate what we do, keep that shit to yourself. But if you like what we do, head over to our Instagram at Real Awkward Podcast. We also have a Patreon for $3 a month. You can give us all the hate you want over there if you're paying us.
Patreon, watch John Goodman.
That's right. Yes. And pay to John Goodman. Patreon.com/Real Awkward Podcast. And we have a TikTok at Real Awkward Podcast.
Our TikTok is banging. Go over there. It's got so much Riz.
What the fuck does that mean?
What is Riz? Riz? What is that?
Oh, come on, bro. You guys cringe.
Oh, Lincoln called me bruh the other day, and I was like, absolutely not.
Cammy's like, bro, what's your problem?
Yeah, he was like, can I have some candy, bruh? And I was like, you will not call me that. Then he goes, okay, I'll just call you Amanda, because that's your name.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, absolutely not.
It's a good way to send us out on a Sandra Bullock episode.
Yeah, bruh.
Later, bruh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, Real Awkward listeners. The Real Awkward podcast turns 3 this year. That's right, 3 years of fun, entertaining content for you guys. And we cannot do it without listeners like you. If you guys want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/Real Awkward Podcast. For $3 a month, it gets you access to exclusive shows, merchandise, and name shoutouts on the show. We also will take your suggestions for show topics. Thank you so much for 3 years, and we look forward to many more.